This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, successfully launched the space docking experiment SpaceX mission last night. ISRO's PSLV-C60 rocket, carrying two spacecraft that would aid in demonstration of space docking, lifted off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. PSLV-C60 successfully deployed two satellites, SDX-01, the Chaser, and SDX-02, the Target, in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch. The two spacecraft will now be directed towards achieving space docking in the next 10 days. SpaceX aims to demonstrate advanced in-space docking technology, a crucial capability for future missions, including lunar expeditions and the Bharatiya Antariksh Station. The SpaceX mission represents a critical step in advancing India's capabilities in orbital docking. Successful completion of this mission will enhance ISRO's ability to conduct complex operations in space and lay the groundwork for future interplanetary missions. After the successful launch, ISRO Chairman S. Somnath informed that the panels of both the satellites have been deployed successfully. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the deadline of Vivad Se Vishwas scheme from today to January 31 next year. The extension allows taxpayers additional time to determine the amount payable as specified in the scheme. In her budget speech in 2024, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme aimed at helping taxpayers resolve disputes with the Income Tax Department. The scheme enables taxpayers to settle their outstanding tax liabilities by paying the disputed amount along with a specified percentage. The 18th edition of the India-Nepal military exercise Surya Kiran will begin at Saljhandi of Rupandehi in Nepal today. The battalion-level joint military exercise focuses on jungle warfare, counter-terrorism in difficult geography, and humanitarian aid in disaster management, among others. The 11th Gorkha Rifle of the Indian Army and Sri Jung Battalion of the Nepali Army are taking part in the two-week-long training. The joint military training is expected to foster professional collaboration, friendly relations and trust between India and Nepal, as well as expanding cultural relations. The 17th edition of the joint exercise was held in Pitoragarh last year. The Delhi police has detained 12 illegal Bangladeshi immigrants from different areas like Nizamuddin, Kalindi Kunj, Shaheen Bagh and Sarita Vihar of Delhi. According to the Delhi police, all immigrants have been sent to the detention camp. Talking to the media, DCP Southeast Ravi Kumar Singh informed that Delhi police has verified close to 1,200 people and will do so in the future as well when it gets information in this regard. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena had previously ordered a special drive to identify and take strict action against illegal Bangladeshi immigrants residing across Delhi and NCR region. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has said that it has conducted a thorough investigation into the sexual assault incident at Anna University in Chennai. The commission said that after taking suomoto cognizance of the case at the university, it promptly dispatched a fact-finding committee to Chennai for an investigation. During the visit, the committee met the victim and her relatives to understand the details of the incident and provide necessary support. Besides meeting with the governor of Tamil Nadu, the committee also held interactions with the Home Secretary, Director General of Police and others. It added that a detailed report with recommendations will be compiled and submitted to the chairperson of the NCW shortly. In Tamil Nadu, the iconic tourist destination Kanyakumari had added another jewel to its crown. India's first glass bridge over sea was inaugurated yesterday. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin unveiled the classic glass bridge that connects the 133 feet tall St. Thiruvalluvar statue and the Vivekananda Rock Memorial. The bridge would allow the tourists to enjoy a breezy walk between the landmarks while seeing through the wavy sea underneath. In the Hockey India League, the UP Rudras registered 3-1 win over defending champion Kalinga Lancers last night. Enrique Gonzalez was the sole scorer for the Lancers. Gonzalez had put the Lancers ahead in the 13th minute through a field strike before Kane Russell in the 45th minute converted a penalty corner, and later Sudeep Chirmaco in the 50th minute scored from a field effort to give UP Rudras a 2-1 lead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.